This next song is We're Gonna Have a Good Time. Well, when all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. What a time, what a time, a mighty good time. What a time, what a time, a mighty good time. Well, when all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. What a time, what a time.
Good time.
We're gonna walk on streets of gold in the homeland of the soul. We're gonna view the host in white and praise the Lamb who is alive. We're coming up from every nation on the way to the coronation. What a time, what a time, a mighty good time. We're gonna see our dads and mothers. We're gonna have a good time. Gonna meet dear saints and loved ones. We're gonna have a good time. Well, then we'll walk and talk with Jesus. We're gonna have a good time. What a time, what a time, a mighty good time. Well, when all of God's children get all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. What a time, what a time, a mighty good time. Well, when all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. When all of God's children get there, we're gonna have a good time. What a time, what a time, a mighty good time.
And truly what a good time that'll be when we all get there. We're looking for that day. Amen. We greet all the folks on WHHV Radio in Hillsville, Virginia, and the surrounding parts, and also WGFC 1030 over in Floyd. We say hello to all the people over there. Appreciate you tuning in. And all those on the World Wide Web on WNLB listening to us from all over the world, we appreciate you. We want to preach from the Word of God today and ask God for His blessing. Lord, we ask you, Lord, this day, for your blessing, your anointing on your word. Your word will not return void, but it'll accomplish wherein that has been sent forth to do. God, save the uttermost, heal, deliver, and set free as our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to minister on a subject today called sound mind. We don't realize what it is and don't really appreciate the privilege of having a sound mind till we go in nursing homes and we see some folks that are not privileged to have a sound mind any longer. through arthritis and hardening the arteries and different diseases, causes people's minds to be to a point that they no longer have a sound mind. And we have people that have dementia and Alzheimer's and all that. I'm reminded of a lady that used to stand up in our meetings years and years ago. And her testimony was, and I was much younger at that time, in my early 40s or so, and I didn't think that much about it. But I learned down through the years that that lady had a powerful testimony. And when she called out to the Lord and she gave praise, she said, "I thank God that he woke me up this morning in a sound mind." Now today, amen, we can be thankful that God woke us up in a sound mind. We have the ability to remember. I was telling my wife just the other day, we was trying to think of some things from 20, 30 years ago, and we was having the difficulty of it, and it frustrates you. You ever try to, you ever be talking and you forget something, how it frustrates you? Well, you can imagine how people with Alzheimer's and dementia, how frustrated they are when they can't remember their kid's name or they can't remember their husband or wife's name. It bound to be it makes the, you can see where their anger is evolved in it. But I'm glad to report today that God said, "I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love," in Second Timothy, and in verse 7, amen. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." One of the ways I know that you can protect your mind, I'm not saying this is a cure for Alzheimer's or a cure for dementia, but I'm sure it'll help, amen. One of the ways that you can make sure, amen, that you keep, amen, your sound mind as much as possible, amen. The Bible talks about people being drunken by the affairs of this life, amen. A lot of people are drunken on drugs and alcohol, but so many are just caught up in the affairs of life, and they're drunken by that. But once again, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Notice power, love, and sound mind. And we have that privilege as a child of God. Amen. You know, the Bible said perfect love cast out all fear. The Bible lists in this, the sins unto death is the fearful. Amen. We have got to walk in faith, not in fear. There's a lot of people never accomplish nothing in life because they're bound by fear. They're afraid of what's going to happen, or if this happened or that happened. But we have to walk in love, and that perfect love cast out all fear, and we become strong in the Lord. Then in Titus, in the second chapter, in verse 6, here it says this statement: "Young men likewise exhort to be sober in mind." God calls us to be sober in mind. Our mind, you know, our mind is like a computer, and you're not going to overwork it. Now, you can tire your body, you can tire your flesh, you can be wore out and not eat the right foods and all kind of things like that. But work in your mind, amen, it has the capacity, amen. It's the very latest speed, if you please, amen. It's 4G plus, maybe it's 7G or something, amen. But your mind is very powerful in the understanding of being able to multitask, be able to do multiple things at one time, amen. And down through the years, amen, I told my wife just the other day, I said, you know, we went through a move and a transaction of some things that had to be took care of, and had 10,000 of 10,000 items to deal with. And I had to delete all that out of my mind and make a new copy of what I was keeping and where we put it and where we transferred it to. Amen. And I can just rattle it off, you know, just tell you to go in such and such room, third shift down, second box over. Amen. And I make my mind, I use my mind, I make my mind think, amen, and I keep it sharpened by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God and quickened by the Spirit of God, amen. But we, amen, got to keep our minds sober. Amen. We can't be drunken by over excessive pain pills. And me and Brother Jim was talking this morning how a lot of people eat so many pain pills and they really don't do anything to help you. Amen. You can take certain things that has a anti-inflammatory in it that will help you, but a lot of pain pills does not in any way help you. It will just drunken your mind and keep you from having a sober mind. Amen. We can be drunken by the food we eat. You take a kid and give him two or three chocolate candy bars and two or three bottles of pop or something, and boy, they swinging like Tarzan swinging from the grapevine with the cheetah, amen? And, it wires them up, amen? So we have to make sure that our children don't eat things that make them hyper and all that. And we as adults, we've got to eat a diet that keeps us from being drunken in our minds. Then the Bible talks about the cares of life. We can be so caught up with keeping up with the Joneses. We can be so caught up with the things of the world that our mind is actually just drunken in the cesspool of all of this. Amen. But God wants us to have, according to His word, amen, He wants us to have a sober mind. Then over in Nehemiah, we're going to go all the way back over in the Old Testament. And we're going to get in the book of Nehemiah, and we could stay there the rest of the day because I like the story of how they come together to build. And in Nehemiah in chapter 4 and verse 6, now the Bible said these men worked at a point that they only put their clothes off to wash them. You know, in other words, they grabbed a little nap in their clothes. They stayed in their clothes, and the only time they actually got undressed or took off their clothes was to wash them. These people, amen, was involved in doing what they felt they was building the wall, amen, rebuilding this wall, amen. In Nehemiah 4 and 6, it says these words, "So build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." Amen. Along with having a sound mind, along with having a sober mind, we've got to have a mind that's willing to work. Amen. We cannot sit around and be lazy. Amen. And let life pass us by. Amen. There's a difference between the people that are successful and succeed and those that don't. Amen. The ones that have a mind to work, amen. The Bible said, "Occupy until I come." You know, whatever we find our hands to do, we do it with all our might. We do these things unto the Lord. And if we work a job, the Bible says to do this job as we're doing it unto the Lord, amen. So we must have a mind to work, amen. Then in Isaiah 26 and 3, it says these words, chapter 26 and 3, it says, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee, but the trust because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for he is the Lord God, Jehovah is everlasting strength." So when we take this mind that is a sound mind, a sober mind, a mind that's willing to work, ready to work, amen, then this mind is stayed upon the Lord, and because of this mind being stayed upon the Lord, we'll have perfect peace, amen. So the answer to, you know, if people is in a turmoil, amen, and they're tossed to and fro in every which way, if they get their mind upon the Lord, amen, and they begin to have a peaceful mind, then God can do a work in their lives, amen. Then I want to go, amen, to in the New Testament over in Luke, and Luke 12, and let's see, verse 29, I believe it is, amen. "And seek not ye what ye shall eat," amen, "or what ye shall drink," amen, "neither be ye of doubtful mind," amen. God warns us not to be in a doubtful mind, you know. And here is the story of how God is telling about how that he took care of the ravens. He took care of the you know, the lilies of the valley and all these things. Consider the lilies. They've written a powerful song with that song titled Consider the Lilies. And here God warns us against being double-minded. Amen. And then he goes on to say in Corinthians, amen, in 1 Corinthians, and I believe we find this in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10. This is almost like a teaching this morning because I've got it scotched with so many scriptures that the Lord has quickened and brought to my attention. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, amen, in chapter 1 and in verse 10. Now I beseech you, our brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, amen, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. God repeatedly discusses this subject about the mind. And then in 2 Corinthians in 2 and 16, he comes back and he leaves this word to us. For who has known the mind of the Lord, but that he may instruct him what we have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ. Now God asked us to be in one mind with one another. He wants the body of Christ to be in one mind with him. And that's because we as the body of Christ have the mind of Christ. And through the mind of Christ, amen, we can be stayed upon the promises of God, and having the mind of Christ, amen, we can fulfill the purpose of wherein that we are here, amen. And then one of my favorite ones is over in 2 Corinthians, and in the 8th chapter and verse 12, amen. Not only we have a sound mind, a sober mind, a mind to work, we're not double-minded. We have a mind that brings perfect peace, and we have the same mind as the body of Christ in Christ Jesus. Then it says in Paul's writings to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians and 2 and 8, for if there be first a willing mind, it is acceptable to according to that a man has and not according to that he has not. Amen. When we've got it all, we've got God. Amen. For, you know, if we gain the whole world and lose our soul, what will we give in exchange? Amen. So we understand when we have Christ, amen, when we have obtained Christ, when we have gained Christ, we have gained it all. Amen. And by that understanding, amen, we must have a willing mind. We must be of an attitude when God, you know, Isaiah, when God called him, he said, here am I, a man of unclean lips, woe is me. But God touched him with a coal off the altar of God, and he was willing to go. How long, he said, amen. The Bible said, till the land become utterly desolate. And we have the same call set before us today. We have the same burden set before us today, amen, that we, amen, must have that mind of Christ, and we must have that willingness and that readiness to say, here I am, Lord, use me, amen. Direct me, amen. Call me to the point, amen, wherein that you want me to be and fulfill in me the perfect will of God. Then he talks again in 2 Corinthians in chapter 13 and in verse 11, amen. He talks a little bit more about, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the Lord of love and peace shall be with you. Amen. Here again, Paul mentions, amen, to those in 2 Corinthians, amen, that we, amen, must have one mind. Amen. We've got to have a mind that's focused on the things of God, a mind that's sound, a mind that's sober, a mind that's willing to work, amen, a mind that is willing, amen, to do as the Lord, amen, would have us to do. And then in Philippians and chapter 1 and verse 27, it says these words, amen. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Amen. And whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together in faith of the gospel. Here again, he said to the Philippians, you know, be of one mind. Be of that mind that you strive and work together. Amen. You know, a house divided cannot stand. We've got to be, amen, we've got to have our mind focused on this understanding. Christ has got to be the center of our thinking. God has got to be the center of your thinking. If you've got a marriage of Christ and God is not the center of it, you're going to have troubles, amen. Everything you go about in your life, if you don't have Christ as the center of it, amen. We're going to fight a devil, yes. We're going to fight a battle. I've said a many, many times, if you've got a relationship that has no commitment, has no sacrifice, and no struggle in it, then you're not serving God. Amen. But if you have Christ as the center, amen, and we're all united together in one mind and one accord, then God is going to move in our midst. I'm looking for great things throughout this ministry. I had a visiting person here the other day said to me, said, Brother Goad, you just cannot comprehend the staff of people that you have, how dedicated and committed they are. They said, you just don't find that. Amen. And that's true. And I thank God for the faithfulness and the commitment of those that we work together. And we are in one mind and one accord. And Christ is the center of our cause and our purpose. Amen. Now then, in Philippians, amen, he come back again. Amen. And he makes a statement in chapter 2. And let's see, verse 1 and 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Here again, he declares it again. Amen. And Paul, anointed by God, declares, amen. So, you know, if there's any consolation, if there's anything, amen, then we have the love and the fellowship of the Spirit and the bowels of mercy. Then this fulfilling in us, amen, you may have joy, and therewith we are in one mind. Thank God, amen, that we're in one mind and one purpose. And then in Romans, amen, let's go back a verse or two here. Chapter 2, and get back over in Paul's writings to the Romans right after Acts. We find, amen, Romans in 8 and 27. Romans 8 and 27, I believe it is. Amen. And he that searcheth, amen, the hearts, knowing what is the mind of the Spirit, amen, because he maketh intercession of the saints according to the will of God. Now, you've heard it spoken, and I've spoken many times, that how the Spirit within us can pray to the Father when we're in a situation or we're praying for somebody and we just don't know how to pray or what to pray, then the Spirit of the Lord, amen, can come and make intercessions through the Spirit. And we pray to the Lord in the Holy Ghost in a prayer language, and God intercedes. Well, the same thing works in the Spirit if we have stayed our minds and our souls upon the Lord. And when we don't know what to think or what to do, the Spirit will come and reveal himself to us. Amen. You know, we'd be in the midst of a turmoil, and all of a sudden the Spirit starts bringing in something, amen, that brings a peace in our mind, amen, and God begins to move and work, amen, in our heart and mind. Then in Romans 11 and in verse 34, we find these words, amen. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto you again. Amen. For of him, amen, and through him, and to him all things are. Amen. to whom the glory is forever. Amen. There again, we have in that mind of God which created all things, knows all things, understands all things. All things is revealed by Him. And when we walk in the Spirit, amen, we walk in the Spirit, we don't mind the things of the flesh, but we have that spiritual mind and we seek after the things of God. Amen. And we go on over into, let's go to 1 Peter. I want to pick up a verse there. Amen. In 1 Peter, in chapter 3, and in verse 8. Amen. Here it says these words in verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another, love as brethren, pitiful and courteous. Amen. We must have, in this mind we have, consideration for the body of Christ, for those around us, amen. We must have a mind, you know, not a haughty, high-minded, that we think we're better. Self-righteousness is a stench in the nostrils of God, but we are broken. The Bible talks about being broken, humble, and of a contrite spirit, amen. And we must have that kind of mind towards the body of Christ and for those that we're in fellowship with, amen. Then back in Philippians, amen. I want to go back to Philippians for just a minute and catch a verse or two there. And in Philippians 2 and in verse 5 and in verse 6. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, though it thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. We have that mind of Christ within us. And I'm going to tell you something. Very few of us ever lived our capacity in God. Amen. We very few of us. We let things, amen, in our way. We let the a failure to fulfill these things. We must be of a sound mind, a sober mind, a mind to work. Brings about a mind of peace. We cannot be doubtful. We must be of the same mind, being led by the Spirit, having the mind of the Spirit which searches the deep things of God. And we must have that same mind. And we must understand when Christ said he had the mind of God and he thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Amen. Then in the closing of this message, I want to use a section of scripture from James, the first chapter, and here in the first, in verse 5 and in verse 6. May cover all the way down through 8. Amen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Amen. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like the waves of the sea, which the wind tosseth back and forth, to and fro, however you want to say it. Amen. Let not that man think that he will receive anything for the Lord. And in verse 8, it kind of puts the icing on the cake. It says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So today, as we have the mind of Christ, we have that sound mind that God has given us. Amen. And we're sober in that mind. Amen. A mind willing to work, a mind that's willing to be obedient to God, a mind that's willing to be led by the Spirit, a mind fulfills a purpose with the body of Christ, and we are like-minded to the family of God. Amen. And God warns us, don't be double-minded. Amen. Because that double mind is like the tossed to and fro with the waves of the sea. And let not that man think he shall receive anything from God. So we need to make up our mind today we're going to serve God. We need to make up our mind today with that willingness of mind to serve God and to be pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. And God will fulfill that peace within us. Amen. We can have the joy. Amen. We can have the peace of the Lord. Amen. God is willing to work with us. God is willing to give us his mind. God is willing to input into us his spirit that we can be of a sound mind. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the promise of a sound mind. You can clear up the issues. Amen. If you'll just focus on God. Now, sin will mess up a sound mind. You know, if you don't believe me, read Romans, the first chapter, and see what God said that happened to those, amen, that fell into that category. And those, amen, held the truth of God and unrighteousness. They become confused. They become mixed up. That's the reason we got homosexuality and lesbians and gays on every corner, is because men, when they knew God, they wouldn't praise him, they wouldn't serve him, they wouldn't worship him, and God turned them over to a reprobate mind. Amen. And I've spent much time on that thought, but one of the dangers of not following this scriptural formula that I've ministered here today and not being obedient to God and allowing yourself to become partakers of sin and now in the flesh, amen. Bible comes down to the point that says the flesh might be destroyed, that the soul might be saved, amen. You don't want to get in that condition. You want to follow God's scriptural points on a sound mind and not run the risk and danger of getting in that condition, amen. For the danger of that condition is God, the end outcome of that is God turns a person to a reprobate mind, and the Bible talks about how they'll believe a lie and be damned. Amen. The Bible said if you go about deceiving, amen, and you reach the point that you become deceived with your own deception. So let's have a sound mind. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word. We thank you for this teaching that you've given us to minister on today. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to touch hearts, touch lives. If there's a man, woman, boy, or girl that's not saved in the sound of my voice, let them come to know you. The Bible said the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible said if we believe in the heart, confess with the mouth, shall be saved. You said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up the door, I'll come in and sup with him. Lord, let men and women open up the door of their heart and accept you as their Savior, confessing you to be Lord in Christ and accepting you, they may be saved. God, work miracles of healing and blessing to all that call upon your name, and God will give you the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God love you. We've been given a spirit, and not of fear, but of love and power and sound mind. Thank God for that promise of his word, that we've not been given that spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. God love you. God bless you. Till next week. Amen. Amen.